Zvachim Perek Yud Mishnah Hey. We continue the halachas of Kedima when a person has different chiyuvim or there's different karbonis that have to be brought. So over here we have somebody coming into the Azari. He's mukhuyiv to bring and he has with him a chatos and a asham. Kol achatois shabateri koidmis la shamois. All chatos have kedima ta shamois. Chatos is higher than asham. The Mishnah explained before in Mishnah Beis that you see that a chatos is dominitin al abra kronos hamizbeach, so that's a higher madrega, more kedusha than osham. So therefore, that's kedima. Chutz me'asham mitzayrim neshu hu bo al yedei hechsher. Except for asham mitzayrim, which the hakrivosoi is kedemis lechatos, and the reason for that is the Mishnah explains because it's bo al yedei hechsher, which means that the osham fulfills the crucial role of being mitaher, the mitzvah, bring him back to a state of tahara b'toch hakol. It's true that he brings a chatos. There's nobody that needs to bring a common chatos more than a mitzvah. He had averis. But l'maisa, that which makes him part of klal yisrael, so to speak again, and is mitaher and makshrim, is the osham. That's the crucial carbon, and therefore that has kedima. Kolo asham shabatoy boin b'nei shtayim. Mishnah speaks out over here, not really related to what we're talking about, chilukim between different types of ashamos, and the Mishnah speaks out that all ashamos shavatayra, Parshas Vayikra mostly, are hukrav, their kashrus is when they're b'nei shtayim. Normally b'nei shtayim literally means 2 years old. Over here means in the second year. That's the way it's meduik in the pasuk. There's also another din in Perikay in Parshas Vayikra, born b'kesef shkolim, the Torah puts a price tag, b'ekacho kesef shkolim. Chutz me'asham noziv asham mitzayra, Shein boim b'nei shnosom. The Torah doesn't say over the aisle. Aisle is a more mature keves. As a higher age. Keves is in a young age. So memela, the keves, which means Torah shnosom rishoyno, is the carbon that's brought for Hashem Nozer, Hashem Mitzoyro. And it doesn't say over there the limitation of the price tag of Shnei Shkol. Obviously, you can't learn out from one ashram to another because if it's a different behemoth, then it has a different price tag. Kishem shehin koidmin b'akrivoson, kachin koidmin b'achiloson. We had before, in the Seder Kedimois that we're learning about in this parak, legabi de zikus adam, legabi de haktora semurim ve'evorim, and now we have something else. What about achila? A person, a koin, is in the Azorah and he has put in front of him. Remember, when a kohen eats, it's a chelik of his avodah. He's in the Azor, he's dressed up in big dekuna, and he's eating it as a chelik. Kehanam oichlum bailam miskaprim. So, what happens if what's put down in front of him is bosa from a oshom, from a chatos, from a shlomim? Obviously not an oila, because an oila is not eaten. Shlomim shal emesh, or shlomim shal ayim shal emesh koidmin. There's another element that we have to remember, that there's a big kpeda by Chazal on bringing karbonos l'dei noisor. One is supposed to try to finish the carbon in a timely fashion, this way none of it is left over, and burnt kedin psuli ha-magdoshim. So memela, if there's a shlomim that zman hakrov was yesterday, there's a pressing need to finish the basar today. There's also a zilzel. The basar is left over from yesterday. There's a din lechetchila that's brought to Rishonim to bring it. It's not clear what the makar is. But it sounds in the Rishonim that there is episel lechetchila to eat basar shlomim on the day of Hakrova. Lechor, it's not a din in paslos, because it only becomes pasl after shtei yom v'laylo echot. It's some type of din, the mitzvah sachil, to give it more chashivus by eating it on that day, b'yom Hakrova. Is that because it's yom Hakrova, or it's because it's less time? Is there also a mitzvah to eat it the first night before the second day? Pashtus in Kochim, the Gemara says, it's still considered that day, so it also has that kedima. In any case, that's klo that the shlom shal esmon, the shlom shal ayom is a clear priority. However, what about shlom shal emesh? V'chatas v'oshim shal ayom, shlomim shal emesh koidmin. Think about it. The shlomim of yesterday's expiration is the end of today. The chatas and oshim go after today, after shki, after tzitz kachovim, until the end of the night. Or at least until Chatzos. Therefore, it makes sense that the Shlom Shalemish is more pressing. Divrei Reb Meir, V'chom Maimim, Achatos Koidemes, Neishi Kotche Gedoshim. They don't put the Seder of priorities in terms only of which one is getting used up, which one has to be used up. But they put down that Lamaisa Achilas Kachim Kalim, the Mokum that's Kach Kadosh indeed, the curse is Zilzul and Kachim. Now the Chacham Pashtus argue on this, and they say that the Kedima of Chatas Vashem Deshlamim is a Dovabar, and therefore it has Kedima. The Shaz, what's going to be if you have different types of Kachim Kalim? One Zong, do you have a Shlamim with Achilas Toide? Again, Achilas Toide is only Yom Velaylo Yom Echot, so it's the same. The same clash of priorities. We have two kabbonis of today, and both of them are going to end today by the shkia. Which one should have kedima, the shlomim or the toida? Maisim and Mefarshim say that the shlomim has kedima over the toida, even though Be'etzim there is a tzad kedusha yoyse and toida because yom v'layla. We had it earlier in the Mishnah. So I feel over here the shlomim has kedima over the toida. I'm the Mefarshim.